Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Mr. Bauer, you were ordered to turn the aircraft around and return to CCU.
Jack's descending. Air Force choppers are in pursuit.
We've lost them.
If Jack gets this evidence and exposes the Russians, the agreement is over.
The peace agreement may not be the only casualty. You covered up the Russians' involvement. That's grounds for impeachment.
There is still a chance CTU will find Jack.
Even if they do, the evidence is still out there. Eventually, it will surface.
You need to control the evidence by keeping Walsh off the grid.
Classify her as an enemy combatant, incarcerate her in a private facility.
I've authorized a private interrogation team to acquire the evidence. Once we have it, she'll be irrelevant.
I can't be a part of this any longer. Cite my health as the reason for my resignation.
The president's ordered your transfer to an off-site facility.
What do you mean, off-site facility?
It's a secure location.
Just do what he says, Dana. Chloe, don't let him do this.
Stop.
Please, they're gonna kill me. Chloe, please.
You told Bauer you have evidence.
I have got nothing to tell you. There is no evidence.
The sooner you tell me, the easier it'll go.
Mobilizing a sting operation to be led by Agent Ortiz. The target is Jack Bauer.
Put your weapons down!
I can't do that, Jack!
Put your weapons down now!
I need you to help me gain access to Dana Walsh. I am giving you an opportunity to make this right, to make the people that are responsible for everything that happened today accountable.
Chloe says she's in a safe house a few miles from here.
Right now, it's imperative that they think I took you hostage. Get up!
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
And though fate has prevented my husband from being here today at the culmination of his life's work, I know that he is watching us now, looking down and guiding us as we take the last steps towards this historic agreement. Finally, I would like to express my gratitude to President Taylor, whose integrity and moral courage have been unshakable during the long course of these negotiations. She is someone on whom my husband built an absolute trust. And I want to make it clear that her efforts and the efforts of the United States government to rescue him were nothing short of heroic. My husband wasn't perfect. None of us is. But he carried a perfect idea in his heart that peace is possible. On this, the last day of his life, may the world come together and prove that he was right.
Logan smiles smugly as he watches the TV.
What a magnificent woman.
Okay. Who was that on the phone?
Bledsoe. It's not the best of news, sir.
Dana Walsh isn't being as cooperative as he'd hoped. Once he expects she's a trained enemy agent, she's not going to break at the drop of a hat.
Look, I told President Taylor what might be necessary, and she signed off on it. Bledsoe's a professional, sir. I'm confident it'll come through for us.
You better.
So there was one more thing. Bledsoe wanted confirmation.
About what?
How to deal with Ms. Walsh post-interrogation.
I thought we settled that matter.
We did.
So why is he asking?
Just to double check, we're still committed to the same outcome.
And what did you tell him?
We're still committed to the same outcome.
Not that I have any idea what you're talking about. You understand?
Perfectly, sir.
Logan's sneaky gaze shifts left and then obliquely back to Pillar. Bledsoe continues tormenting Dana by means of waterboarding.
Let her up.
Oh,
I'll give you a little tip. Take short, shallow breaths. You'll recover faster. And then we won't have so much downtime between sessions. It's up to you, you know. You can stop this whenever you want. All you have to do is tell me what I want to know.
It was making it up. There's no evidence.
You told Jack Bauer you had proof that elements in the Russian government were behind the assassination of President Hassan.
I was bluffing, stalling for time. There isn't any proof.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
We'll begin again in 10 seconds. 7, 6.
Bring it on, you son of a bitch.
Put her down.
Where's the evidence?
Go to hell.
Dagger.
Bledsoe callously continues dribbling water from a ladle onto the wet towel stretched over Dana's mouth and nose. Jack observes through a small telescope as a man climbs into a car in a rundown street. Another man stands on the roof of a building. Jack does a double take as he spots a half-open gateway across the road. He walks briskly back to the SUV in which Ortiz sits waiting.
Okay, they got two sentries out in front in a black sedan. One lookout on the roof, most likely another across the street, but I couldn't see him. We can access the back of the building through that alley.
So, once we get Dana, what then?
As painful as it is, we gotta cut a deal in exchange for the evidence.
You mean let her go?
Cole, we both lost friends today. Dana had a hand in that, but only a hand. If we can get the people in charge, the people that gave the orders, it'll be worth it.
It's Chloe.
Answer it, otherwise she'll know something's wrong.
She doesn't already. Hello?
Cole, what's your ETA?
10 minutes. FDR driver's a mess. We're coming up First Ave instead.
Is Jack with you?
Yeah, I got him. He's locked down in the back.
I'm glad we found him before he got hurt or worse.
Yeah.
I've known Jack for a long time, and I've never seen him like this. He threatened me. He's never done that before.
Ortiz casts a sidelong glance at Jack, who is busy loading a gun.
Did the right thing, Chloe.
Thanks for saying that. I'll talk to you when you get here.
Yeah. We're good. She has no idea. Don't be too hard on her, Jack. She was only doing what she thought was best for you.
I know. You're gonna need these.
Jack holds up the clip, which he must have removed from Cole's gun.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't take the chance.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Keep your head down.
The two men hunch their shoulders and cross the street to the open gateway. 11:08.
Go.
Once through the gate, they break into a run. At CTU, Arlo speaks into his phone headset.
That's right. 4 hours prior to the signing ceremony, all available field units will be redeployed at the UN. Mobile HQ is being set up on the first floor adjacent to the High Commissioner's offices. Hold on a second. I got O'Brien on the other line. Yeah.
Who's the psych officer on duty?
That would be Melissa Anderson. She did all the grief counseling last night.
Make sure she's the first person Jack sees when he gets here. I want a complete eval.
You really think that's necessary?
I wouldn't have ordered it if I didn't.
I'll let her know.
Chloe crosses to the impressive glass-top desk, flexing her shoulders as if to relieve tension. Jack appears cautiously at the top of a fixed ladder. He leaps down onto the rooftop. As Jack sweeps the rooftop with his pistol, Cole follows up the ladder, crouches down next to Jack, and pulls out his own pistol. They move cautiously across to a beaten-up doorway. Jack tries the handle and then shakes his head at Ortiz. He mounts some steps. Peering out, he spots the rooftop sentry speaking into a comms unit. Jack is by another door, which he tries, again in vain. He goes back down to Ortiz.
I got a visual. They got one man on the roof.
They clamber over a small pent roof and peer over the parapet towards where the sentry stands on duty some 20 metres away. Jack clambers up onto the sentry's level and hides himself behind what appears to be a metal water tank. Ortiz picks up a piece of debris from the roof. The sentry stands looking around.
Command, this is Unit 4. Roof's clear.
All units copy that. Stay alert.
On Jack's nod, Ortiz throws the piece of debris across the roof. The sentry looks around sharply and crosses to investigate, his gun drawn. As the man peers down onto the lower level, Jack creeps around the water tank. Jack punches him, headbutts him, and throws him over the parapet to land 3 feet below on his back. Jack grabs the comms unit.
We're clear.
Jack and Ortiz check the sentry's pulse. They jump down a stack of old lumber and, drawing their weapons, head across to an open doorway Jack has spotted. Cole hurries across to the doorway while Jack covers his back. Jack crosses and heads down the stairs. Cole follows. Jack peers through a window in a door and then gestures to Cole to continue on down the next flight of stairs. The two men continue moving silently down through the building. At the bottom of a rough brick stairwell, they peer cautiously through to see a pair of men. Jack gestures to Cole to continue through into the room. Jack follows, keeping a wary eye on the men. They pass through a wire mesh door. Jack pulls it closed behind them, carefully continuing to observe the shadows of the two men on the brick wall.
You make that cover, I'll draw them out.
Jack moves to take up a position in the shadow of a pillar. He pulls out the comms unit taken from the sentry.
Man, I'm taking sniper fire on
the roof of the building across the street. I need backup now.
Unit 4, stand by. I'm sending backup now.
Copy that. Hurry.
All units to the roof. Unit 4 is under sniper fire. Repeat, all units to the roof. Unit 4 is under sniper fire.
Jack and Ortiz watch from the shadows as three or four men pile out and head up the stairs. Jack and Cole emerge through the wire mesh door and head further into the building. The guards appear on the rooftop.
Go. Go.
Do not stop moving. Keep it tight.
Command, we're on the roof.
In the building.
It's quiet. There's no sign of Mullins.
Come again?
All's quiet. But we can't locate Unit 4.
Unit 4, come in, please.
There's Dana Walsh.
Jack spins the commander around in his chair.
Where is she?
Command.
Mullins is down, sir.
Last chance.
Repeat, Mullins is down.
First room on the left.
Thank you.
Command, you copy? Command, come in.
We're clear. First room on the left, I've got it.
Jack powers along the corridor.
Put your gun down now!
No, you drop your weapon, I'll put a bullet in your brain!
I don't want to kill you, but I will if I have to. Put your gun down!
You won't take the shot, it's too risky. I'll kill her before...
Bledsoe is wrong.
Cole, untie her. Pull now! We can take her out the back. We're gonna get company soon. Hurry!
Jack covers the doorway.
Cole, you got her!
Almost!
I got her! Move! Move!
Jack has killed two of the guards. They hurry through to the rear of the torture chamber.
Stay covered.
Here.
Cole, take the stairs now!
Jack!
Get going, I'll be right behind you!
Jack gets into a firefight with several more guards. He pulls a stun grenade from his pocket and lobs it down the corridor. Jack escapes up the stairs. 11:15, end of part one. Part two, 11:19, at CTU.
Chloe.
In a second, just finishing rescanning the field report.
You need to hear this, Chloe. Agent Beck just checked in from the laundry. He said he's been locked down for the past half hour and only just now managed to free himself.
What?
Apparently Jack didn't fall for the trap. Instead, he reversed the entire squad and took Cole hostage.
I just talked to Cole.
Beck says Jack had him at gunpoint.
Devin, pull up the satellite in the Lower East Side, address 14633 12th Street.
Why?
It's where the private contractors are holding Dana. It's where Jack's on his way to now.
What is going on, Chloe?
He's been two steps ahead of me the whole time. He probably knew what I was going to do before I did. Hello, everybody. Can I have your attention, please? Jack Bauer is no longer in custody of CTU. Agent Cole Ortiz is with him, most likely as a hostage. Our priority is to find them now.
Satellite's online, Ms. O'Brien.
Put it up.
The screen shows casualties being wheeled out.
We're too late. Put the APB back out on Jack, all agencies. Get me the White House.
Jack drives the SUV. Cole is in the back with Dana.
Where are we going?
You tell me. You said you had a video file implicating people inside the Russian government who were responsible for Renee's murder. I want that file.
And I said I'd give it to you in exchange for immunity.
Well, that deal's off the table. The president decided the peace agreement is more important than the truth. As far as she's concerned, that file can never see the light of day. But I still want it.
What's the new deal?
You give us the file, we let you go.
Go where? Rikers Island?
Dana, you're a small fish in all of this. I'm going after the people who gave the orders. You give me the evidence, we'll let you go. I give you my word.
Your word? I'm sorry, I don't believe you, Jack.
Fine. You think this is a joke? We'll do it another way.
Jack swings the vehicle viciously off the road. He drives along beneath a tall concrete flyover. He pulls to an abrupt halt. 11:21.
Get out! Get out!
Jack! Jack! Cole!
Get to where the file is now!
That file's the only thing keeping me alive!
No, right now I'm the only thing keeping you alive. I'm gonna count backwards from three, and then I'm gonna kill you. Three!
You're really not gonna let him shoot me in cold blood, are you?
Two! Jack! Back off! One!
A safety deposit box!
Where?
First Unity Savings. Cole knows we have a joint account there, but the box is in my name, which means I'm the only one who can access it.
Where's the bank?
Lexington off East 59th.
I had nothing to do with Renee's death, Jack. I didn't even know she
put
was
her in the car.
I was in a seat.
Put her back in the car!
Damn it! You understand what he's doing, don't you? He's using you.
Using me? You're using me.
What do you think he's gonna do once I give him that file?
He's gonna give the evidence to the person who expose everyone responsible.
Is that what you think? Because I doubt that's what Jack thinks. He's gonna assemble the evidence, make a list of the guilty, and then he's gonna execute them one by one, starting with me. But this isn't about the truth, Cole. It's about revenge. Cole!
I can't do this!
Cole shoves Jack to the ground. Jack springs back, leveling his gun at Ortiz. They glare tensely at each other.
She's just trying to get inside your head.
I know that, damn it!
You got something you want to say to me, you better say it now.
Were you gonna pull that trigger?
I needed her to think I would. Yeah, okay.
Cole storms back to the vehicle and gets into the front passenger seat. Jack watches, wearily and a touch sadly. He then stashes his weapon away and crosses to the SUV. He backs the vehicle out. 11:23, at the UN.
Mrs. Hassan, please allow me to offer my condolences for your loss. Your husband was a great man.
Thank you.
How has news of his death been received back in the Islamic Republic? And do people there generally support your decision to take his place as head of state?
Woods brings a note to Taylor.
I'm confident that most of my country is behind me. Those who aren't probably never supported my husband's policies in the first place.
And what are your plans after the treaty is signed?
Right now, I'm concentrating all my efforts on the pursuit of finishing what my husband started with this agreement. But I want to return to Khalistan.
Is this true?
I'm afraid so, ma'am. Details are sketchy, but as of 15 minutes ago, Jack Bauer stormed the safe house, overwhelmed security, and took Dana Walsh.
Do we have any idea where they are?
Hard target search is underway.
Your note also mentioned Charles Logan.
Yes, ma'am. He's been calling and demanding to speak with you. He insisted that I interrupt the press conference. All you'll have to do is hit read out, ma'am.
Thank you, Tim. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Taylor calls Logan.
The body be ritually washed and draped.
Hello?
How in God's name could this have happened?
Madam President, the important thing is not to panic.
You assured me that Dana Walsh would be more secure in the hands of your private contractors.
We didn't move her out of CTU solely for security reasons, as I'm sure you remember.
Do you have me on speaker, Charles?
Pick up the damn phone.
Forgive me, I wasn't thinking.
Apparently, neither was I.
It's a little late for buyer's remorse, Madam President. Especially because I was calling with a solution to our current problem. Bauer may have Walsh, but he can't have the evidence yet. We've still got a chance to stop him.
How?
By putting somebody inside CTU, someone whose loyalties aren't split, who won't hesitate to see the mission through, no matter what the cost.
I've already replaced one director. I can't replace another.
No, not a new director, just someone to supervise the manhunt for Bauer. I'm recommending Jason Piller.
Your aide?
He's bureau-trained, Madam President. He was second in command at DIA during the Daniels administration, and he made a name for himself in Afghanistan, chasing high-value targets behind enemy lines. Of course, if you have a better idea, I'll gladly take a step back.
Madam President.
Just a second. What is it, Susan?
Mrs. Hassan is finishing up.
I'm on my way. Look. I'll tell Tim Woods that I support you making an operational change. But that's it, Charles. No more excuses.
Thank you, Madam President, and allow me to say that...
Taylor cuts him off. He bluffs to save face.
No, I understand completely, and I appreciate your confidence in Jason. How soon can you leave for CTU?
Immediately.
Good. I'll handle the arrangements on this end.
Piller hastens away. Logan pauses, contemplating his tangled web. 11:27, end of part two. Part three, 11:31, Novakovic and Renee's killer enter Logan's office.
My husband, Omar Hassan, in an address to the press and members of an international delegation at the United Nations.
Congratulations, Charles. You have recast yourself as the great peacemaker.
I appreciate your help in getting me this far, Mikhail.
So tell me what I'm doing here.
I'd hope to have this conversation in private. This is my attaché, Pavel Tokarev. You can speak freely. He is more than well acquainted with the situation.
Well. There's been an unforeseen problem. Apparently, I'm not the only one who can prove that elements in your government conspired to undermine the peace process.
Meaning?
Dana Walsh. The mole you installed inside CTU claims to have evidence to that effect.
Not possible. She was handled with complete deniability.
So you're saying, but no one in this room can take the chance that she's bluffing. Now, I tried to contain this. I had Miss Walsh detained and interrogated. The problem is, Jack Bauer just broke her out. Apparently, he has a personal interest in exposing this evidence.
Then you need to stop him. Surely President Taylor is motivated to do the same.
She is, to a point, but I know Bauer. I can promise you, he will never let this go. And I don't think
the president is willing to do what is ultimately required.
So you expect me to kill Babur for you?
We both know you have the covert assets here to do the job.
Maybe I do. But I don't have the resources to find him, track him.
CTU does. And the man in charge of the search now reports to me.
How about this work?
This is a closed channel phone. It's impossible to intercept. My man at CTU will use this to feed your people real-time information as to Bauer's whereabouts. They can put an end to this problem once and for all.
Novakovich considers this, then raises his eyes to Tokarev. Tokarev picks up the phone without a word and discreetly pockets it. Novakovich gets to his feet, pulling his jacket closed, and leaves with a glance at Logan. Tokarev follows him out. 11:34, at the bank.
You have to assume the CTU's been getting my face out there. You're gonna have to take her into the bank on your own. I'll stand sentry in the lobby. How well do you know the layout inside?
All through in the back. Teller's on one side of the room, loan officer's on the other. One of them's an old buddy of mine from high school who's helping us line up a mortgage.
Okay, you keep her inside your strike zone. She sees an opportunity she's gonna take it. You trust her for nothing, you understand?
I'll be fine, Jack.
Okay, let's go.
I know you hate me right now, but I don't really believe you want to see me executed.
Save it.
We both saw how close he came to pulling the trigger back there.
It's just what he wanted you to think.
If that's what he told you, he's lying. Just like he's lying about what he's gonna do with that file.
Jack wants to bring the people responsible for this to justice. Just like me.
Who do you think these people are, Cole? They're Russian diplomats with full diplomatic immunity.
They'll be indicted by the World Court and hauled up in front of The Hague.
You really believe Jack Bauer wants to trust some toothless international tribunal to mean about the justice of the people who killed Renee?
Come on.
You're hurting me.
You'll live.
Cole hurries her through a glass door into the savings section of the bank. Jack watches through the glass as Cole shakes hands with a man about his own age, who greets them smilingly and then leads them away. Cole glances back at Jack as he walks away. Jack remains glancing around him. 11:35. 11:40. At CTU.
Confirm all traffic camera feeds are being ported through us, up-res, and route everything through facial recognition. Parameter matching on Jack, Cole, or Dana.
We don't have anywhere near the bandwidth to do that citywide.
Then job the overflow to NSA. Where are we in setting up the search grid with NYPD?
In process. They're giving us all the personnel they can spare, but they're going on record that unless we narrow down the search area, it's needle in a haystack time.
O'Brien.
There's a Jason Piller on his way to see you.
Piller?
Yeah. Tim Wood's office pre-cleared him.
Send him up.
He's already on his way. He wouldn't wait.
Never heard of this guy. Who is he?
He was second in command at DIA under Daniel's administration. He's been working in the private sector for years.
Mr. O'Brien, Jason Piller. This is my associate, Eden Lindley.
Okay. So why are you here?
Frankly, the White House is unhappy with the way the manhunt for Jack Bauer has been handled. President Taylor's issued an executive order placing me in charge of the search from here on.
What?
You'll retain your position as acting director for the time being, with authority over all other CTU operations.
Arlo, give us a minute.
You got it.
This doesn't make any sense.
Excuse me?
Why are you here? You have nothing to do with Homeland Security anymore.
Mr. Bryant, all you need to know is that I'm here under the president's orders.
Well, you're wasting your time. We've done everything possible to find Jack.
If that were true, then the trap you set for Bauer would have worked.
It's not that simple.
Instead, you were more concerned with making sure he didn't get hurt. It's all in the hourlies. In fact, the last operational command you sent to Agent Ortiz was, remember, non-lethal force? Not exactly the appropriate sentiment when the president told you how important it was that Bauer be stopped.
The president doesn't want Jack to be hurt. She knows what he's done for this country, and so do you.
What Bauer is doing will destroy the peace agreement. And the president cannot let that happen. It's time to take off the kid gloves.
We need all protocols and encryption keys transferred to us immediately, as well as system overrides and administrative privileges. Understood?
Ms. O'Brien?
Chloe gives them the look.
Yeah, understood.
Recode the all-agency bulletin on Bauer to armed and dangerous, level 8. And change the use of force guidelines to unrestricted.
Chloe and Pillar exchange a look. Jack paces at the bank. A woman passes out through the glass door and throws him rather a long look. He ducks down a passageway, cursing under his breath. Dana and Cole are led into a room.
Here we go. Let's make yourselves comfortable. I'll be right back with your safety deposit box.
Nice.
Thank you.
Let's go.
11:43, Cole puts Dana in a chair. Cole crosses the room, looking back at Dana's wry smile.
Something funny?
This. You and me, it's not the way that it was supposed to turn out. I'm serious, Cole. Now that this is all over, you deserve to hear the truth.
It's a little late for the truth, if you're even capable of it.
You don't have to believe me. I was a kid. A kid with 5 years of prison behind me and no future to speak of. A guy came to see me, a Russian, said that he could give me a fresh start. I had absolutely no idea what I was getting myself into.
You could have come clean anytime you wanted.
And go back to jail, not a chance. Look, I know that it's not an excuse. But ever since I met you, I have been trying to dig myself out of this mess that I'm in.
You're right. I don't believe you.
It's why I made that video file, Cole. I was gonna use it as leverage to get the Russians to leave us alone.
Us?
Yes.
There is no us, Dana. There never was. It was a lie from the beginning.
That's not true.
Look, just stop playing me. It's not gonna work.
I am not playing you. I loved you.
Here we go. 1405. I'll be outside.
Thank you, Brian.
Now.
Cole takes the box from her and opens it himself. A silenced pistol is the first item in the box. He holds it up.
You never give up, do you?
She shades her eyes as the booby trap flashbang stuns Ortiz. She knocks him out and grabs the gun.
You guys all right?
Dana, completely reverted to her ice-cool Lady Macbeth mode, checks through the door and then shuts it. Glancing at Cole, she crosses to the box. She pulls out the memory file, which seems to be entombed for safety in an acrylic block, which she now slips into the back pocket of her jeans. She takes a passport and a huge wad of notes and puts these in her waistband. Picking up the pistol, she looks significantly down at Cole. Kneeling by him, she strokes his face and gazes at him for a long moment. Pulling herself back into the present, she gets to her feet and crosses to the phone.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, yeah, I'm at First Unity Savings Bank on Lexington. There's a guy by the front door. I think I saw him on the news. I think he has a gun. Oh my God, he's looking in my direction. Oh God.
Cole remains out cold, slumped against the far wall. Dana takes hold of the door handle and glances back across at him. She walks out. 11:46, end of part 3. Part 4, 11:51, at CTU.
Great, as quickly as you can.
The 911 comm center just confirmed the call. Bauer was supposedly ID'd by someone at the First Unity Savings Branch on Lexington.
Supposedly? What do you mean supposedly?
It means all we have is the caller's word that she recognized Jack from the news coverage. We don't have secondary confirmation.
Get it for me. Request access to the bank's video surveillance system.
I've already contacted them. Just trying to connect. Having trouble getting the CTU comm protocols to work.
You. What's your name?
Devin Rosenthal.
Help her. Don't look at O'Brien. I'm giving you the order. Just follow it.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Right, this is the pond. We gotta get out of this.
Okay.
Got it?
Here we go. Full access to the bank's video surveillance system.
Perfect.
Onto the huge screen comes footage from the bank. Jack's face appears to the left in a grid. Similar grids become superimposed on the faces of all those pictured in the bank. Jack is identified out on the street in front of the bank.
We got him. Call NYPD and make sure they realize the priority here and tell them I want to be looped in their operation in real time.
Got it.
Pillar steps aside, pulling out the closed channel phone. 11:52. Tokarev, in conversation with Novakovich and another man, steps away to take the call.
Yes, we found Bauer.
He's at a bank, First Unity Savings on Lexington.
How do you know?
A 911 call confirmed by video surveillance.
Then the police are already on their way.
Can't help that. But once they have Bauer, I'll find out where they're holding him. I'll have to take him out while he's in custody.
I wait for your call.
Tokarev glances back to Novakovich. In the bank.
Brown jacket, freeze police! Get your hands up! Get your hands up now! Hands up! On your knees. Get down on your knees. Put your hands behind your head, interlock your fingers, thumbs out. Do not move.
Jack spots Dana hurrying away.
We got him.
Jack overpowers one of the policemen.
Take it easy. You got no chance. We got units coming.
Shut up! You know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Yes.
I don't want to kill your partner, but I will if I have to. So here's what we're going to do. Slowly, you're going to put your gun down. Drop your weapon now! Kick it over to me. I'm sorry.
Jack shoots policeman number two in the foot as considerately as he can. He disables their weapons and hurries out through the lobby.
Call an ambulance. Call an ambulance now. Tell the two police officers to down.
Jack continues towards the exit, causing panic as he goes. Dana walks tensely along the street, her pistol held close to her right hip. Jack emerges from the bank and scans the street. He spots her on the other side of the street and dashes out, dodging the traffic. He pursues her doggedly as she races away down the street. Pillar observes everything from CTU. Novakovich stares broodingly out at Tokarev, who checks his watch. President Taylor emerges from the conference room with Dalia Hassan and Jamot. Logan sits at his desk, gazing distractedly into space. Dana grabs one of a pair of women to use as a shield and shoots back along the street, hitting an innocent bystander. Jack returns fire. Slipping a new clip into his pistol, he follows her. She slips into a building under refurbishment, takes cover behind a large pillar and removes her shoes. She peers back to see Jack cautiously entering the building. He takes cover behind a stack of sheets of plasterboard. She shoots. Jack crawls across to find more cover. Dana runs. Jack follows, his pistol raised. She takes cover behind a pillar and aims her pistol. Jack scurries to another pillar and returns her fire. Dana runs up a flight of stairs, glancing nervously back. She takes up a position behind a large metal drum and aims back down the stairs. Jack comes to the foot of the stairs and takes stock. He removes his jacket. He tosses it across the stairwell. Dana discards her now empty gun. She runs desperately through the upper floor, pulling aside a polythene drape. Jack has climbed the stairs.
Don't you move!
Slowly. Turn around and head back to me.
Now!
What happened to Cole? Did you kill him?
I could never do that.
Where's the evidence?
It's in my pocket.
Show me.
Jack, we can make a deal.
Show me!
She reaches into her back pocket and pulls out the acrylic block, which she holds up.
I want you to slowly put it down on the floor.
She obeys. There is something snake-like in her movements. He draws close to her, his gun raised.
Jack. Tell me what I can do.
Dana falls back onto the polythene sheeting. Her eyes swim. Jack raises his gun again. The life goes from her eyes and her head falls to the right. Jack pockets his gun and bends down to pick up the file. He examines it closely and then walks away, his expression grim. Dana lies there barefoot, her eyes still open and her lips slightly parted. 12 noon. The end.